Isn't this romantic? Candlelit dinner, mood music.
And best of all, we're finally alone.
Aw, you know what two people do when they're alone, right?
Mickey!
Yeah, feel that beat, feel that beat. Oh, yeah!
Oh, Mickey. Come on, Mickey, let's dance.
Dance? I thought you'd never ask. I'd love to.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mickey Shorts and More podcast. This is episode number 17. As we get ready to discuss Mickey Mouse Shorts episode 17, Third Wheel. But before we get into that, I got to introduce my co-host, and that is Mr. Keaton.
Yes.
You gotta say something more than yes. Introduce yourself.
Keaton.
Say, hi, my name is Keaton.
Hi, my name is Keaton.
That's better. All right, Keaton, how's it going this week?
Good.
Why so good?
I got Miss Nelson and Miss Steph.
Miss Steph, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Well, for me, it's been interesting today because our regular schedule made us bump our recording nights, which means we're recording on a Monday night, which means I just saw the final trailer for Star Wars Rise of Skywalker, so my head's a little Star Wars spinny. But that's okay because we can balance it back out by talking demented Mickey Mouse Shorts humor. Anything else you want to say, buddy? All right, you keep thinking to make a noise. So this week, there was really no new news to report. Nothing happening in the world of Mickey Mouse. Yes, construction is continuing on the Mickey's Runaway Railway in Anaheim, but we're going to be able to say that sentence every week for the next 3 years. So I don't know if I'd really call that news, but I am glad to see that they are at least working on it anyway. And still no opening date on Mickey's Runaway Railway from Orlando, but we will keep you posted. So with the lack of news, let's get straight to the episode. Like I said, this is season one, episode 17, called Third Wheel. The official show summary says, Goofy invites himself on Mickey's date with Minnie. Now, it's kind of weird, you know, this time of year when we're all gearing up for Halloween and, you know, kind of the crazy stuff involved with Halloween, thinking about dates. But this was the Valentine's Day episode for 2014. It premiered on the Disney Channel on February 14th, 2014. So, yes, romance is in the air, hopefully, for Mickey Mouse. So let's get to the credits of this one. The story was by Derek Dressler, Clay Morrow, Paul Ruddish, and Aaron Springer. It was written by the same crew, Derek Dressler, Clay Morrow, Paul Ruddish, and Aaron Springer. And this one, just like last week, is directed by Clay Morrow. So what you need to do is you need to get on YouTube. There's a link in the show notes. That way you can watch along with us. And assuming, unlike last week, all the technology works, let's see if we can get this done. All right, buddy, you want a headphone up?
Yeah.
Okay.
The end.
No, the episode is not over. Okay, so let's watch Third Wheel. Okay, so again, go to our website, MickeyShortsAndMore.com. Punch up this week's episode, and there's going to be a link to YouTube for Third Wheel. Click that when we tell you, and then you should be on the same page as us. Okay, should we give them a countdown? See if this works?
Yes.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
And go. Whoa, hey, there's no opening. Just straight in. Okay, so Mickey and Minnie are on a date. Just the two of them. Hey, romance is in the air. They're blinking their eyebrows. They're giving each other the look. Wait, Goofy, was it? Wait, Goofy? What is Goofy doing here?
Goofy?
What are you doing here? Goofy's like, hey, you said you were going out. So we're about to have dinner. Mickey's like, no. We, as in he and Minnie, are going to be going out for dinner. But somehow Goofy has invited himself along. So Goofy's going to, he's putting his feet in the ice of the wine bottles. Now he's looking at the menu. Mickey's like, excuse me. Okay, we're trying to have a romantic date. Goofy, oh, sounds delicious. Mickey's getting more and more frustrated because Goofy is not getting the hint that he wants to be alone with Minnie. Now, everyone in the restaurant's like, shh, because they're making a scene. Mickey's now trying to say, okay, look, at everybody else, they are kissing. We want romantic time together. Now, of course, it's Goofy. He's going to take it to an extreme. He's going to run into the kitchen, grab a log from the oven, and put it right in the middle of their table. They have a fire on their table. Now, Goofy's on a horse? Oh, hey, look, it's the dogs from Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
Okay, Goofy is like, he's running through the restaurant with a lasso. He's chasing them down. I'm not sure what his point is here, what he's trying to do. Oh, he's giving them some intimate time by tying them together in the middle of the restaurant. Now he's going to attempt to play music with his saxophone. This is not going well. They are really mad at him. Everyone's like, shh, what are you doing? And he's like, all right, come on, let's just go. Goofy's like, no, we haven't even had dinner yet. Okay, dinner. He summons the dinner, and here it is. Now Goofy's hungry. He is eating like a dog would. He is going crazy, messing with the corn. Mickey and Minnie are like, okay, enough of this. Whoa! He's got his baguette as a sword, and his plate is his shield, and he's attempting to divert Goofy. Goofy's so into eating, he can't even see straight. He's going to unhinge his jaw, and then wham, run through to eat the entire turkey at once. But now there's a problem. Where's Minnie? Minnie is inside of Goofy's stomach. And all the restaurant patrons still are just like, shh, what are you doing? All right, so time to have a heart-to-heart. We really need alone time. Mickey's trying to set the record straight. He wanted a romantic dinner alone. Now, Goofy said so. Why didn't you say so? So now he's going to... Why is he unhinging his jaw? Well... Anyway, Mickey and Minnie finally get to be alone. The candlelight dinner. Oh, it's so romantic. But where are they as they are finally alone? Oh. They're both inside Goofy's stomach. What?
What?
All right. Interesting. Thoughts, Mr. Keaton?
I liked it when Goofy swallowed a Minnie. It was funny.
So he unhinges his jaw, and he just pushes on through and swallows Minnie whole. Okay. So this is one of those episodes that Mickey Mouse, the shorts are really good with this particular style of humor. I was researching today to try to figure out if there's like a name, and if there is a name for this style of humor, by all means, let me know, because, you know, I don't know about these things. But you take a scenario. Okay, Mickey and Minnie want to have a nice date, just time alone for the two of them. And then you introduce a little comic element, which is Goofy invading the date. And then the next gag is a little more humorous when, you know, Goofy suddenly realizes that they want romance. So he drops wood, you know, as a giant candle on the table. He's attempting to play music. He's doing all these things. With each gag, it gets more and more ludicrous. It gets more and more insane until you reach that crazy point when the humor is all the way to Goofy eating people. I mean, you don't expect that to come from a Mickey Mouse comic, which is what makes it so funny when you finally get to that point. When you're like, Mickey, I mean, the very image of Goofy lying on the ground, almost passed out, with the silhouette of Minnie Mouse coming out of his belly, is just disturbing and funny. And it's one of those things that just, it makes me smile, it makes me laugh, it makes me really love the Mickey Mouse shorts, because it's just so weird and messed up. More thoughts. Keaton. I get the sense that you don't have a lot of experience with romance and romantic situations, Mr. Keaton. Someday you will understand why it's good to have romantic time alone. And by alone, I don't mean lassoed to your partner by a cowboy and lasso-wielding goofy. That's not what they had in mind.
Yeah.
Man of many words tonight, because we're talking about a subject that is very foreign to him. All right, well, let's get to our random facts about this particular episode, some of which we've kind of already, you know, talked about a little bit. But this was the first episode to air on an actual holiday. We did have the holiday-themed Mickey Mouse with Ghoulfriend, which was the Halloween episode the year previously. But this is the first one that actually aired as part of Disney's coverage, you know, and special programming for a holiday, which is Valentine's Day. Yay, everyone feels romantic after watching Minnie Mouse get eaten by Goofy. This is the only episode of the Mickey Shorts to air in February. Traditionally, they don't air much in February. So this is our nice February episode. You did notice, what dogs did you see in there, buddy, from a different movie? So we had a special cameo appearance by the dogs from Lady and the Tramp. They were doing their romantic spaghetti slurping, and of course Goofy had to interrupt that. I find it interesting that in the notes that I always refer to when doing the research for these, that they actually had to specify this in the notes. And that is, this is the only time, I'm quoting from them, quote, "This is the only time so far that Goofy has eaten Minnie Mouse." Do we really need to track that? No. Is that a statistic that someone's keeping track of? How many times has Goofy eaten Minnie Mouse? Oh, this is the first one. Cha-ching! Okay. All right, guys. Thanks for the info. It is unknown, according to my notes, how Goofy got into the restaurant. That is true, but we don't really need to see that. That we can just cut right into the chase there. So, that's pretty much what we've got for Third Wheel. If you're looking for ideas for a nice romantic dinner and experience alone, do not use this episode because there's a lot of messed up stuff in it. What's that, buddy?
Is it Keaton's Joke of the Week yet?
Perfect segue. It is time for Keaton's Joke of the Week.
Keaton's Joke of the Week.
How do you make an octopus laugh?
How do you make an octopus laugh?
Yes.
I don't know.
With 10 tickles.
With 10 tickles. Ten tickles. Okay. I got it. Nice one, buddy. And for once, it does not apply to the episode. So we're branching out. Good job. 10 tickles.
Keaton's Joke of the Week.
All right. So, Keaton, what do you say we wrap up the show this week?
Yes.
Okay. So, remember, you can connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. As always, you just do a search for Mickey Shorts and More on each of those places. Find us, subscribe, follow us, and keep up with all the latest that we're going to put out on all those different places. Remember, you can listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, on YouTube, on Google Play, on Stitcher, or just look us up on your podcast player of choice. Look up again Mickey Shorts and More, and you will find the show, and subscribe. To finish wrapping it up, remember you can follow us at www.mickeyshortsandmore.com for all of the episodes. You can listen to the back catalog of the first 16 episodes of the season, and then this one as well. If you'd like to leave us your own comments or your own reviews of each of these Mickey Shorts, you can do so by emailing mickeyshortsandmore@gmail.com. Or you can call the voicemail line and leave us a message at 541-321-0472. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this show and others so we can use those in an upcoming show. Keaton, guess what next week is?
What?
Halloween. And do you know what we get to talk about on Halloween? Andy.
Well,
indirectly, maybe. So next week is going to be a little bit different. We're going to take a break from the Mickey shorts for our Halloween special by reviewing the Mickey Mouse cartoon, also done by Paul Radish, called The Scariest Story Ever, a Mickey Mouse Halloween Spooktacular. So it's going to be a little, we're going to mix up the format a little bit so that we can cover that in an efficient way. But that's going to be a lot of fun as we get ready for the big Halloween holiday. So keep listening to the Mickey Shorts and More podcast. Remember to subscribe, leave us positive comments on iTunes so other people can find out about us. Thanks everyone for listening. Everyone have a great week. We will see you spookily next week as we do again our Halloween spectacular. Bye.
Bye.
Oh yeah, we're gonna dance.
Dun 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 dun